This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Police mounted an intense manhunt on Tuesday for a gunman who set off a smoke bomb and opened fire in a New York subway car, injuring at least 17 people in a morning rush hour attack that prompted new calls to fight a surge of violence in the city's transit system. VOA has a report from the U.S.'s largest city.
This is Tina Trin. I'm on the scene in the Sunset Park neighborhood of Brooklyn, New York, the 36th Street subway station where this morning shooting occurred around 8:30 a.m. local time. Passengers who were on that train were injured, 10 of them, by gunfire. The suspect is still at large and a gun was recovered from the scene. Eyewitness accounts state that just a mass of chaos and confusion as commuters spilled out onto the streets, some of them bleeding from gunshot injuries. This occurred on the train as it was heading into Manhattan from Brooklyn. We can see from social media accounts that, unfortunately, passengers were trapped in that train as the suspect released a smoke canister and the train pulled into the stop. They all spilled out, some of them bleeding from gunshot injuries. The suspect then fled the scene, and that's what we know now. Continuing to monitor the situation as it develops. This is Tina Trin on the scene in Brooklyn, New York.
According to CNN and other media organizations, a total of 29 people suffering various injuries in the incident turned up at hospitals, though most appeared to have emergency room walk-ins who were treated and discharged. Other outlets reporting that the U-Haul van authorities were searching for had been parked a few miles from the crime scene. Find more on our website.